We live in a strange paradox. We crave connection, yet scroll endlessly through our phones, alone in crowded rooms. We say, "I love you," casually, but struggle to define what those words actually mean. We watch romantic comedies while our own relationships crumble from neglect. Something fundamental has broken in how we understand and practice love, and this brokenness is killing us slowly, one disconnected interaction at a time. What if love isn't the mysterious, uncontrollable force we've been taught to believe in? What if it's simpler and more demanding than that? A choice we make every single day. This radical reframing transforms everything. Love stops being something we wait to fall into and becomes something we actively build through intentional actions. M. Scott Peck offers a definition that cuts through the confusion. Love is the will to extend oneself for the purpose of nurturing one's own or another's spiritual growth. Notice the word will. Love is volitional, deliberate, chosen. It combines care, affection, recognition, respect, commitment, trust, and honest communication. This isn't the stuff of fairy tales. It's the hard work of showing up consistently for another person's flourishing. Honesty forms love's bedrock, yet we swim in lies. From childhood, we learn contradictory lessons. Parents punish us for honesty while deceiving others themselves. Boys discover lying brings power and freedom. Patriarchal masculinity rewards rule-breaking and emotional masking. Girls learn to feign weakness and manipulate through pretended helplessness as survival within oppressive structures. Both genders participate in elaborate deception. Women lie to bolster male egos. Men lie to maintain dominance, having learned that emotional authenticity threatens their masculine identity. We confuse privacy with secrecy. Privacy strengthens bonds through appropriate boundaries, while secrecy weakens them through potential betrayal. Consumer culture thrives on dishonesty. Advertising normalizes lying, keeping us in perpetual desire for products promising fulfillment but delivering temporary satisfaction. We punish truth-telling, reinforcing that lies are safer. When feminism encouraged men to express genuine feelings, many women couldn't handle reality contradicting their fantasies. Breaking through denial about our false selves requires courage, but it's the only path toward authentic love. Maintaining lies exhausts us, while truth, however uncomfortable initially, ultimately liberates. Loving others well requires genuine self-acceptance, not narcissism, but recognizing our worth. Taking responsibility means acknowledging that even facing discrimination or trauma, we still choose our responses. This honors our agency within constraints without victim blaming. Self-love demands purposeful living, creating goals and aligning behavior with them. Even in disliked work, full commitment preserves self-esteem. Nurturing domestic spaces, themed sanctuaries, or solitude zones enhances self-care. Gloria Steinem warned that success without self-love breeds self-sabotage, evident in powerful figures who self-destruct despite outward achievement. Entering relationships already whole, we offer genuine care rather than desperately seeking validation. Self-love involves daily practices, kind self-talk, boundary setting, honest reflection, forgiving mistakes while committing to growth. These habits build internal resources for extending ourselves toward others' flourishing. Self-love isn't selfish. It's the foundation for loving from abundance rather than scarcity. Our earliest experiences create templates for understanding love. Children develop conceptions based on treatment received. Many associate love with good feelings, while others learn to question it when punishment is called love. The reality is staggering. Thousands of American children face abuse daily with no recourse, as children have no collective voice or rights. There can be no love without justice. Children remain property of parents who act as absolute rulers in the private sphere. Unlike women who can organize against sexist domination, children must rely on well-meaning adults for protection, yet adults rarely intervene. Even educated professionals defend physical punishment, revealing a disturbing double standard. behaviors considered abusive toward adults are deemed acceptable discipline for children. Men's testimonies reveal devastating impacts of childhood violence. Though fathers might show occasional affection, abuse undermines any love present. Studies show repeatedly abused children often become dysfunctional and predisposed to abuse others. Inmates on death row bear scars primarily from childhood beatings, yet don't recognize themselves as abuse victims. Loving discipline focuses on teaching children self-discipline and responsibility rather than punishment. Setting boundaries before misbehavior occurs is essential, like teaching children to clean up after playtime, helping them learn responsibility that extends to emotional management. Having multiple parenting figures benefits children by providing alternative support when conflicts arise. By recognizing the incompatibility of love and violence, we create environments where children truly learn what love means.
We've been sold a dangerous fantasy that romantic relationships will rescue us. Yet true love only saves us if we're ready to be saved. Many enter relationships unable to receive love, doomed to replay childhood dramas of unworthiness, constructing false personas that attract partners who fall for illusions rather than authenticity. Our culture perpetuates the destructive idea that we fall in love without choice, swept away by uncontrollable chemistry. Yet love is an act of will, a decision, judgment, and promise, not merely feeling. Despite desiring mature, loyal partners, few evaluate potential mates with the objectivity used when selecting appliances. Erotic attraction catalyzes intimacy, but isn't itself love. Sexual pleasure enhances love bonds, but doesn't prove them. Couples with minimal sex can know lifelong love, while intense sexual connections don't guarantee respect or commitment. True love requires mutual recognition, seeing each other authentically rather than projecting idealized versions. Living by a love ethic requires releasing our obsession with power and domination. By choosing love over power in daily interactions, listening rather than dominating, seeking understanding rather than winning arguments, prioritizing growth over control, we create ripples that gradually transform our collective experience across all life spheres, from politics to intimate relationships.
Communities, not nuclear families or individualism, sustain human life. Community offers the best environment to learn loving, yet capitalism and patriarchy have deliberately undermined extended families, replacing them with isolated units that enable power abuses. Friendship provides many with their first experience of redemptive love. Through friendship, we learn to process issues, cope with differences, and stay connected through conflict. Yet, we often devalue these bonds when romance emerges. Knowing how to be solitary is central to loving. When we can be alone, we can be with others without using them as escape. Loneliness is painful. Solitude is peaceful. Love heals when we open our hearts to its transformative power. Those wounded in childhood often remain trapped in pain. Walking the path of love can transform dysfunction, but the initial gesture of taking responsibility must come from the individual. Prayer provides space for healing communion with divine spirit. Love in action manifests as service that enhances spiritual growth. Forgiveness allows us to release baggage blocking healing. When we judge others, we increase alienation and diminish our capacity to forgive. In a world that commodifies connection and sells loneliness as independence, choosing love is radical. It requires courage to face fears, honesty to see ourselves clearly, and commitment to show up consistently. Love isn't a feeling that sweeps us away. It's a daily practice of extending ourselves, telling truth, setting boundaries, offering forgiveness, and creating authentic connection.